to just one ha'ara, because really the Masechta is not really finished until we speak out one Ritbat. And that is, we once spoke out, more than once, a story that the Mincha Saluza wrote in a Sefer Divrei Torah. It's a Madura Kama, it's an Oistes. He says, Shamati mi Magide Emes. I heard from people that tell the truth. Shahayu Eitzel Agoyin HaKadosh Repershul Mizidichoyv Be'ez Hoya Choyla Mesukin Rachmanu Letzlam B'chol Yoy B'Lavav. So Repershul Mizidichoyv, the great Rebbe, he was very, very sick, and he was in Lavav. And there were people that were surrounding him, and they were literally waiting for Yitzias Neshama. All of a sudden, he felt a little bit better, and he turns to the Oilam, and he says, I want you to please, in my schus, give money to the Kupa of Rameir Balanes. So they asked him, why at this moment is the thing that you're thinking about the Kupa of Rameir Balanes? So he said, he said, I'm a Goysis right now. Roiv Goysis in Lamisa. And because of that, right now, probability speaking, my situation seems very, very dire. But Rameir was Chayesh Lamiyuta. And because Rameir was Chayesh Lamiyuta, I want you to please give tzedakah to the Kupa Rameir Balanes to invoke the sheet of Rameir that was Chayesh Lamiyuta, because in that schus, maybe I won't be subject to the roiv of roiv Geisus and Lamisa, and ultimately I'm going to have a refuah. So the Michzaluza said that I heard from one of my Zaydis that was Moisef on that. He said that very often a person finds himself in a matzav of sakon, and the reason might be because in Shemayim there was a din v'cheshbin Barosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and they decided that he was roiv avoynis, and because he was roiv avoynis, so he deserved that this should happen to him. Sometimes it's an Indian of tzaddik v'raloi, yes, asheyev, Hashem yechiyach, but sometimes it's because a person is in a matzav of roiv avoynis. So he said the skula for a person like that is to give money to the kupa of Rameir Balanes, and he should say alakad meir aneni. He should invoke the schus and the shita of Rameir, that Rameir was chayish lemiyuta. And really, this was a minig, it was a custom that was prevalent in Klal Yisrael. This tshuva is from the Chassam Sofer, where he talks about the chashivas of Kupas Rameir Balanes. And it's yodua that tzaddikim always gave tzedakah to the Kupa Rameir Balanes, and they would say, L'kod Rameir Aneini. And here we have a pshat from the Heiliger Rebbes, the Zaydis of the Michas Aluzer, who said that the reason is, it's based on the fact that Rameir was chayish lemiyuta. And because Rameir was chayish lemiyuta, so we're invoking the miyut, a person's a Says Roiv Gois and Lamisa, but not in Rameir's world. Rameir is Chayish Lamiyuta. It's the person is Roiv Avoynis. So how's the Eibishter going to look at him? But not in Rameir's world, because Rameir's world we're always Chayish Lamiyuta. So over the years we were Moisef that maybe there's an inyan of saying Alakad Rameir Aneini, invoking Rameir, because Rameir is the one that says Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kruyim Banu, and therefore a person finds himself in a matziv where he needs the Rachamim from Atata Fazun. Rameir holds that it doesn't matter who the person is, and it doesn't matter what his matziv is, but at the same time, there's an inyan of Benkach Ubenkach Kuriyam Banim. I was thinking in our sugya, we have the tremendous kula here in the end of Masechtas Yevamos, that if a person was drowning b'mayim she'ein lam soif, so the halach is ishtay asura. We're chayish lemiyuta. We assume that maybe this person is alive. And it's a chiddush nifla. It's something that the poskim had to work around very, very diligently to try to ever be matir agunos, because you find this idea that all the rives that in kala tayra kula, those that don't hold like Rameir, would suddenly over here have a problem. But Rameir in our sugya, Kedarkei Bakoidish, throughout Shas, he took it even a step further. Rameir held that even if a person's a mayim she'yesh lehem soif, even if he's in a matziv where it's impossible in the world, meaning Chazal were ready to think the unthinkable, but mayim she'yesh lehem soif, it's not possible. Al piderech hateva seken nish zayin. Rameir said, no, maybe the person was living on the water for 3 days. It's possible. They told him, ey maskir ha'maisenisim. Whatever. But that's Rameir Shita. Rameir Shita is that even in Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Soif, Rameir was willing to go so far to have a little bit of huffening, a little bit of tikva, that maybe it's possible that this person is really still alive. Alukad de Meir Aneini. Rameir was Chayesh Lamiyuta. Rameir is Chayesh for the Miyut of Goysesin that have a Yeshua. Rameir is Chayesh for the Miyut Schuyas that a Yid has. Rameir sees a Yid Bechol Matziv Shehu as Benkach Ubenkach Kriyim Bonim. So he should merit the Kurachim of Albon. Rameir holds not only Mayim She'ein Lahem Soif, which is a chiddush into itself. Reb Meir said, even mayim sheyesh lahem soif. And that's why whenever Yidden needed a Yeshua, so there was a skula, there was an inyan, there was a mesorah amongst the tzaddik and the magidei emes. And that is, you give money to the pushka of Reb Meir Balanes, and you say, l'kod Meir aneini, to invoke this meirdege koyach of Reb Meir. The Gemara, and Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, again, this is the very, very, very end of Mesechtes Yevamos, and the very, very end of the sugya that dealt with Aguna. So the Gemara told a story. A story to explain the sheet of the Chachonim, who ordinarily are not Chayesh Lamiyuta, but when it comes to someone that was drowning with Mayim She'en Lam Saif, the halacha is Ishta Yasura. And the story was told by Rabbi Gamliel in the first person. Tanya, oh, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Pam achas yisi mahalach b'svina." I was once traveling on a boat. For yisi svina achas shenishbara, and I saw there was another boat that had shipwrecked. For yisni mitzdara talmud chacham shaba, and I was so bizarre because there was a talmud chacham that was on that boat. Umanoi, who was the talmud chacham? Rabbi Akiva. It was none other than Rabbi Akiva. I was so in pain because I saw Rabbi Akiva drown. Shalisi b'yabasha. He said, when I came to dry land, Bavi Yashav Donu Fani Balacha, Rabbi Akiva came to talk to me and learning. Amarti Lois, I told him, Bini, my son, mi helcha, how did you make it out alive? Amalis, he told me the immortal words. He said, Daf Shel Svina Nizdam Inli. He said, as I was drowning, all of a sudden, there was a Daf Shel Svina. There was the board of a boat. I grabbed onto it. V'cholgal v'gal shabal alai. And every wave that came in my direction, Nanesi le'roishoy. I bowed to it, and somehow that's how I was able to make it out alive. But Oysa Shah, Amarti, Rabbi Gamliel said, at that time I said, Kam l'gedoylim divrei chachamim. You see the power of the words of the chachamim. Sh'amru, they said, Mayim sheyesh lam soif muteres. Mayim she'ein lahem soif asura. The Chachamim said, Mayim she'ein lahem soif ishtay asura. And everybody said, what? Kamei gedoylim divrei Chachamim. Because I witnessed with my own eyes a maisa shahoya kachoya, where there was a yid who was drowning b'mayim she'ein lahem soif, and he was able to make it out alive. It's yodua that the Sfar Maktoshim, Sfar is told over in the names of different tzaddikim, but that asked, that why was Rabbi Gamliel's reaction? Look at the power of the words of the Chachamim. The godless that Rabbi Gamliel saw were the koyach of the words of the Chachamim, or was it the koyach of the wisdom of the Chachamim? The Chachamim said that if someone's drowning b'mayim she'en lahem soif, ishtay asura. You would have thought they got it wrong. Kamash Malan, that they were right. So you see how wise they are. That they anticipated that it's possible that a Daf Shel Svina will be in his damin, and somehow the person's going to be able to make it out alive. But that's not what Rabbi Gamliel say. He didn't say Kama Gedoyla, the Chachma of the Chachamim. But it was Kama Gedoyla, Divrei Chachamim. Is the Chura Tzarech Bir. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim all say, Ki Ish Echa B'Lev Echad. That the Emes is the Chachamim, Mitzad Chachma, didn't necessarily make the right cheshbon. In cheshbon, if someone's drowning b'mayim she'en lahem soif, ishtoy should be muteres. We should assume the person died, because we go baser roiv and kol ha'Torah kulo, and there's no reason we shouldn't go baser roiv here either. But you know what happened? The chachamim paskin that if someone's drowning b'mayim she'en lahem soif, the halach is ishtay asura. And when the chachamim issued that psak of ishtay asura, the mitzvah changed. And now all of a sudden, what happened was, it's possible for a person to be drowning b'mayim she'en lahem soif, and then out of the blue, daf shel svina nizdamin li, and he's going to have a Yeshua. And if that's the case, Rabbi Gamliel said, ba'isa shoa ma'iti, you know what I realized then? Kame gedoylem divrei chachamim. How powerful, how profound are the words of the chachamim, that the chachamim, with their words, have a koyach to literally dictate the metzias. This is something that they have an ability to do. So I want to share with you a Dover Nifla that I heard from my good friend Morty Winkler. Yes, that Morty Winkler. He said a beautiful, beautiful day. He said that we all know the Gemara. It's one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. The Gemara is in Psachim, Chafez, Amadez, and it's in many other places. The Gemara says, Shimon Nechemyo Amsuni, the Amri Law, Shimon Amsuni, Hayudairish Kal Asin Shabbatayra. He used to darish in all the Asin Shabbatayra, Kivin Shigil Asin Shamal Kachatira. When he came to the Pasuk Asin Shamal Kachatira, Pirish, he was Pirish. Why? He used the darshan S to be marba, something that's tuffle to what it is we're discussing. When he came to Hashem Lekechatira, if we were darshan S, it would mean not only do you have to have yira from the Eibishter, but S Hashem Lekechatira. There's something that's tuffle, ki'ilu, and you should have yira to that too. He said, Chas v'sholem, I'm stuck. What did he do? Pirish. He was Pirish. Amalei Talmidah, his Talmidah told him, Rabbi, call us to Shabbatayr, Mata Eolem. What's going to be with all your Essen? Amalehem, so he famously told him, Kishem Shashu Yivalti, Yischar Ladrisha, Kach Ani Mekabel Schal Ala Prisha. Just like I got Schar for Darshani when I Darshan, so too I'm going to get Schar for being Pirish when I was Pirish. Says the Gemara, Achba Rabbi Akiva. This is the way it was until Rabbi Akiva came. Fidarashin, he darshan as Hashem alekechatira, the rabbis tamid chachamim. No, we could be marba something. There is something in the world that could be on some level tafel takadosh baruch. And what's that something? That's tamid chachamim. As Hashem alekechatira, the rabbis tamid chachamim. And we've mentioned many times that the Chida in this farm asks, what's this loshin Achba Rabbi Akiva? Until Rabbi Akiva came, where'd he come from? And where was he going? At Shidarash Rabbi Akiva. It seems like Rabbi Akiva came from somewhere, and when Rabbi Akiva arrived, it was Nizgala. Es Hashem alekechatira l'rabbis tamid chachamim. So Muri Tainet, that Yeshloi Mar. You know where Rabbi Akiva was coming from? He was coming from this Gemara. He was drowning in Mayim She'en Lam Soif. And then all of a sudden, Davshel Sfina was Nizdaminli. And what was Rabbi Gamliel's reaction? Amarti Ba'isa Shah, he said at that moment, Kame Gedoylim Divrei Chachamim. You see the power of the words of the Chachamim, that the Chachamim could be Kaveh the Metzius, just like the Torah could be Kaveh the Metzius. The Abish that created the world, Bereshus Bara Lekimas Hashemayim Vesaretz, Istakal by Raisa Bara Alma, the Talmidei Chachamim, by virtue of the fact that Oyraisa Vyisrov Kuchabrichu Chad, that Dovik to the Shechina, that Dovik to the Torah on such a level, that they have the same Koyach, and the words of the Talmidei Chachamim have the Koyach of the words of the Shechina alone. If that's the case, we can darshan as Hashem alekechatir the rabbis tamid chachamim. Where did he come from? Achnabar Rabbi Akiva. He came from the Davshal Svina. That's where he came from. He came from the Yam. And Rabbi Gamliel reacted. Kamu gedoyim divrei chachamim. The Chassam Sofer in his tshuva with Meir Fox. That fascinating story. Listen to the lashon of the Chassam Sofer. Ozam Marti. I said Baruch Shebacher Bohem ubedivreim shol Chazal. V'chol amahar racharem. In this sugya, he says chol amahar racharem. If you're mahar after the halach of Mayim Shein Lam Soif, it's keilu mahar racher Ashchina. V'hein hein advarim. That's what he realized. As Hashem alekechatira is the rabbis talmid chachamim. The shoynei azov shol Chassam Sofer could be that. The pshat in this gemara over here in Masechtas Yevamos Daf Kuf Chaval, but just to be Messiah, and that is so the Chachamim said that if someone is seen drowning in Mayim She'en Lam Soif, the halach is going to be Ishtay Asura, and really it shouldn't be that way, and really the cheshbon is not a cheshbon. But once they said it, Kama Gedam Devar Chacham, that's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to have to be. So the question is, why did they say it? And by the way, realize the chumrah that came about because of the fact that they said it. The Chachamim said, Ishtay Asura. You know, that means there's all these women that are waiting now. They were told that the husband was last seen B'mayim She'en Lam Soif, and now we have to come up with Eitzins and write Shuvas, Rabbi Chachonin's Shuvas, to figure out a way to be matter all these Agunos. L'chayra, it would have been simpler to just stick with the facts, with the Metzias, and that is, really, if a person is drowning B'mayim She'en Lam Soif, he shouldn't make it out alive, and let that locha be, Ishtay Muteris. But the Sfarim HaKadoshim were Moisif, and they said, because the Chachamim wanted to give a hope, to give some hoffening to all these people. Because if the halacha would be Mayim She'en Lam Soif Ishtay Muteres, that would mean all these people that find themselves in this situation where it doesn't look very good, what's going to be? Rave Goyis on the Misa, and a person is bleeding out on a battlefield, and a person was last seen drowning by Mayim She'en Lam Soif, so what's going to be with them? Chazal wanted to be Mechazik Eden. They wanted to create a Metzius where it's possible and it's rational. Even Halacha is going to acknowledge with all the Mishum Eguna Kilubei Rabbanans, Ishtay Asura. Because nothing that gives more hope to a Yid who finds himself in a matzav of Sakana when he chaps Kame Gedoylem Divrei Chachamim. And he realizes that even though Rav Goysen Lemisa, Abu Wechayesh Lemayuta when it comes to these Inyanim, and it was the Chizik, that's where this was all at. About. And a chenami for this aguna, it's not so good. Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan will write shuvas one day, and he'll give zechan eitza. Oh, but the halacha, the way the mitzias is going to be, is that Mayim She'en Lam Soif, it's going to be Ishtay Asura. So just to end the mesechta like Yevamos, the hergish is, I was thinking, the theme of the end of the mesechta was the three perikot ishas. Ha'isha Rabba, Ha'isha Shalom, and Ha'isha Basra. And it talks about Isha Shahalach Bailu Lemdina Sayam. That is the end of Masechtas Yevamos. So there was a Gemara that came to mind. It's a Gemara Masechtas Tainus Tavchav. It's a Gemara in other places. It's a Medrash. One of the most haunting psukim in Tanakh. Eicha Yashva Vodod. Ha'ir Rabasiyam. Ha'isaka Almana. It's the first pasuk in Eicha. Says the Gemara. Amr Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said Lebracha. You should know there's a brach in this pasuk. Because the pasuk says that Yerushalayim, after the Churban, it was Yashva Badad, it was Hoysa Ke Almana. He said, Ke Almana, Abavaloy Almana Mamish. Only like an Almana, with a Kaf Adimian. Abanish Mamish Almana. Eloki Isha Shahalach Bailo Limdina Sayam. Klai Yisrael was like a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam. Abavidaito Lachsar Aleh. But the das of the husband is to return. Klai Yisrael in Galus is compared to an Isha Shahalach Bailo Limdina Sayam. So maybe we could be Moisef one Knech to what the Sfar Makdoshim said. One of the themes of Masechtas Yevamos was the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon. We spoke a lot about it. And we mentioned the word from the Ostrov Tzagayin, who said that why was Rabbeinu Gershon known as Ma'or HaGoylo? So he said a davar nifla. He said Rabbeinu Gershon made two primary takanas. One was that midday rice, a person is allowed to divorce his wife Balkarcha. You can't divorce your wife Balkarcha. Number two, a person is allowed to marry more than one wife. It's a Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon. You can't marry more than one wife. So the Ostrov Tzagayin said, why did Rabbeinu Gershon do that? He said, because he realized, Beruach Kotshoi, that the Golus that the Yidden were in, this is 1,000 years ago, was going to be a long, bitter Golus. And he was worried about the fate of the Yidden. He said, Vosgeit Zayin, what's going to be with Klal Yisrael? How do I know the Yidden aren't going to come to a point where they're going to sin, that the Eibush is going to want to be Megarish? He's going to want to terminate, sever his issues that he has with Klal Yisrael. So he made a takana. He said that it's also for a man to divorce his wife, Balkarcha. And if that's the halacha in this world, that's the way it has to be in the next world. Which meant that the Eibush would not be able to force a Gerushin upon Klal Yisrael. But he realized that there's still a risk. Because how do I know that the Eibush is not going to decide to take another Ummah? How do I know the Eibush is not going to bring a Tzara into our world? So he made another Takana. He made the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon. He said, it doesn't work that way. You can't take another way. And that's why Rabbeinu Gershon was known as Ma'or HaGoylo. Maybe on a pneumistic level. Klal Yisrael is an Isha Shehalach Bailo LeMedina Sayam. And we're waiting. Klal Yisrael waits literally by the window every morning. Achakele B'chol Yom Sheyavai. For Bailo to return from Medina Sayam. If the halacha was that we go bus arrives, and if the halacha was that we played the statistics, it wouldn't be very, very good. So what Chazal said was that Isha Shahalach Bailam Dina Sayam, and they found that he was a goisus, and they found out that he's drowning in Mayim Shein Dam Soif, and this situation looks very, very bad. Ishtay Asura. By saying Ishtay Asura, it's Kaveya Mitzios, that it's possible for a person to find a Dafshal Svina, and through the Dafshal Svina, he'll have a Yeshua. It's also possible that for Klal Yisrael in a Matzav of Golus, as we wait, like that Isha Shahalach Bailam Dina Zayam, Vidaita Lachsar Aleh, we recognize and we realize that all the statistics and when the situation looks so bleak and it looks so not good, and it feels sometimes like maybe the husband's not coming back, but we realize that Isha Shahalach Bailam Dina Zayam, Ishta Yasura, and we're not soymech on statistics and we're not soymech on roves. It's because Kami Gedoylam Divrei Chachamim, like Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'or HaGoylo, to create a Metzias, a hope, a Yeshua, a Tikva for Klal Yisrael to be able to have in Meshach HaGolus. When we started the Masechta, so we said over the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the Pasuk says that Mashiach Ben David is going to arrive, he's going to be an Ani, that's going to be Roichev Alachamar. And the Zohar says, Ani is Rosh HaTevis, Erevin, Nida, and Yevamis. Because in the schos of learning Erev and Nid and Yevamos, Pashup Shat, because they're just simply very, very hard, Mashiach is going to come. We should be Zoicha, like the Isha, Shehalach Bailo Medina Sayam, Vedaitai Lachsar Aleo, that the Ebishtah should come back, he should return, we should be Zoicha to the Oni, V'roichav Alach Amar, and out some Tzveitin Mal, Hadron Alach, Mesachtes Yevamos.